It's time to follow the money with your hosts, Mitch Moss and Polly Howard.
Thanks for checking in. We are live in Las Vegas from the South Point Sportsbook, VSiN Studio. Mitch Moss along with Polly Howard. As Wednesdays with Mikey, the maestro, Mike Palm, joins us here in studio from Circus Sports and the D in downtown Las Vegas. No hyperbole coming up in about 10 minutes. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning, Mitch. Good morning, Paul. Good morning, Burlington, Vermont, all our friends watching on NESN. Good morning, Pilsen, Illinois. Your White Sox are going to the playoffs on Marquee. We see you, Marquee. And good morning to Edmonton, Alberta, watching on Rogers Sportsnet there in Canada. We want to say good morning to Dennis Bernstein at the Doubletree Hotel.
I'm sure he's up early and watching the program, and he says hello.
Well, he's probably texting with Fleury.
Yeah, he's right. Yeah.
How bad was Sunday in
great
the NFL?
Day.
It was a great day.
Great day. Well, I mean, Super Bowl, we were the only book in the world that lost. So it's a little bit of a reverse. We had a really good weekend. Really, and it was a terrible result on Sunday night. Everybody bet Seattle and over. Mm. So we need Patriots and under. That was really the only horrible game. I don't know. I heard Nikki talking Monday about all that Minnesota money. We had that too.
Wow.
But we had a really good result. The Chiefs was a perfect result. Win, but don't cover. Right, that if they would have lost, we had some money line action on San Diego, and that's the only action we had on San Diego, really. So that was a perfect result there, and we don't get a lot of teaser action, and
okay.
it's mostly sharp play still. So the sharps aren't betting these big favorites; they're betting the ugly dogs, right?
Well, welcome a ton of sharp action, so you're not going to get like a lot of these money line parlay players or teasers or anything like that.
Even Monday night, we needed the Raiders. You know, the line moved down, from 6.5 to 4. We needed Raiders and over, and we got there too. So I mean, it was a really, really good weekend.
Boy, Andy Dufresne. How about Andy Dufresne?
This guy, he's living right, huh?
You think?
What? This is something. What? Unbelievable.
The run that he's on.
Yeah, what a run it's been. Only 4 eliminated in the Survivor. It'll never happen again. I don't care. It can't happen again.
It's like Secretariat at the Belmont.
Yes.
It's like the 29 Yankees.
Yes.
It's like Tiger at the Master. How could it happen?
God.
4. And what was the Carolina one was the double option that Derek talked about.
Must
where they took Carolina and Tampa Bay, just to make sure they advanced.
I don't know what that was.
We would have had, if the Chiefs would have lost that game, I think there was like 50 people had the Chiefs, but everybody cruised.
Right. I'm 8-1-1 and I'm not even in the top 20.
No.
It's too big. You're too popular.
What are you, like 20, tied for 23rd?
27,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, something like that.
I know, come on. It's a,
10-0.
There's a 10-0.
2-9-0-1s.
Yeah.
29-1s so far after 2 weeks.
We have a VSiN viewer who I've met a couple of times. His name is Scott.
From Seattle.
At Bar Canada.
Yeah, with the Asian wife.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's
9-0-1.
I believe he's 9-0-1.
Really?
Yep. He's tied for second right now.
Oh, good for him.
Oh, yeah.
He's very excited. Very excited.
Yeah, he was going back and forth. So he's asking me Scott, don't ask me.
I don't ask.
You're 9-0-1. I'm not going to say anything.
He was here the night we reopened. On June 4th, he came down for reopening and was there at Long Bar at midnight on June 4th when the casinos reopened.
Hey, by the way, Derek's an animal. He's on the air at 9 a.m. Pacific with you Sunday, and then we're having some Labatt's in Bar Canada having a good time. And I see he's at the opening. He's having the bars reopen at midnight. There he is with his wife.
Yeah, welcome in. It's Follow the Money. Mitch Moss, Paul Howard, everybody that's joining us. Yeah, talk about Sunday morning. I got 90 seconds. Mike Palm, here's not anything you want to say, 90 seconds. I've degenerated on Sunday. I used to get 30 minutes with Derek, with Brent and Amal and Vinny. Then we did 45 minutes with humans. Last year it was a half hour with Amal and Adam Cann. Now I get 90 seconds on Sunday morning. But yeah, but he was there from 8:30 in the morning till 2 in the morning because he wanted to be there for the bars reopening Sunday night.
Are you serious? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
How does he do it?
He took a little break. He had dinner around 5:30.
Sure.
Showered, freshened up a little bit. Then Nicole
shower.
Came.
Where's the shower?
Oh, beautiful shower in his office. Then Nicole came down. You should see the one at Circa.
Really?
It's a shower nicer than most homes.
Really?
Oh,
in the office?
It's incredible. It's incredible. The marble, the rainfall, raindrop, whatever you call that.
Why would he not do that? Really?
Why would he not?
The guy basically lives downtown already anyway, so.
Yeah. Yeah, half the time downtown.
Where were you? Shower, took a nap.
Took a nap, and he was freshened up and met Nicole at 10 o'clock. Yeah, but it was a great day Sunday.
How about the?
Every book is different.
It is. Mm. I heard you were packed too. What was it like as the bars reopened?
Yeah, everybody was firing. I saw the videos. There was nobody looking. Everybody was pushing the buttons, right? I mean, everybody's been waiting for the video poker to come back. So Long Bar was full. Every other seat. So thing Bar Canada, Bar Prohibition at the Golden Gate. Everybody'd been waiting. We have the ballroom open again on Sunday for seating. Filled that up again for the NFL watch parties. But I think we can be done with that now that we can get the bar seating.
Let's talk about something else too. And Derek brought this up Sunday. I forgot about this. You get $100,000 if you finish in last place in the contest, but you have to enter all the picks.
Right, all 85 picks.
Now, Frank B., who has actually done this before, he won a house finishing. I'd love to hear the strategy about this.
Well, it's interesting because we have the quarters. So, I mean, you don't want to start tanking week already before week five, right? I mean, I think maybe.
You got to wait to see how it goes right away. Don't you?
And it's hard for you to tell because if you look at the standings, you see zeros, but you don't know if everybody put their picks in or if it was people that just didn't put entries in or quit playing. So that's a hard thing to tell. But I don't think you could really start tanking until maybe after week 12, right? When you get through the fourth, I don't know.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, you have to wait. You can't out of the gates. How do you have that strategy?
If you go 0-10 the first 2 weeks, are you going to try to tank the rest of the year and throw away the last three quarters? I don't think you can do that.
No.
Well, it's hard, too. I mean, it's just as hard to pick losers.
Come on.
When you're trying to win.
How would you actually do that? Would you just blindly bet every huge favorite on the board?
It's tough.
I mean, I
wish you could bet totals. You just take all the unders. Every game goes over.
I know. Yeah. So I said on Monday to Paul, I'm like, betting the unders now in the NFL?
I'm off. I'm done. I'm an unders player. I've been betting overs.
Yeah.
There's no crowd noise. These teams pass it well. It's incredible.
They can go 80 yards in three plays in 16 seconds.
Look at Cam Newton went down the field, and they really don't have a vertical passing game.
Uh-huh. Right.
Yep, very good. Well, so what's it been like with active content? Tell us about the active content, and explain about it. What is active content management? And you're the VP over there. With the 10 early games Sunday, what's that like? And then we'll get to the baseball in a second.
Well, it's just so terrible. So you're forced. We have 16 TVs there at Bar Can. I guess I got to focus now on Long Bar again. I didn't have to because it wasn't open. But so you really have four games that you can only get on one TV, so you have to try to put those in the middle so that no matter where you're sitting, people can see those four games. And then you put one on this side, one on this side, the big one here. Uh-huh. It's just awful, though. Why can't we have an 8-5? Can't we get an 8-5 split, Goodell?
I mean, this Sunday, but that's what should be every Sunday.
It should be every single Sunday, except that Sunday of Thanksgiving should just be 8-5. That's perfect for perfect for the bars in the afternoon so the crowds don't thin out with only three games.
It really is maddening.
Ugh.
There's no reason to have 10 early games.
And for us, we can't watch them all. I mean,
you can't keep track.
We can. Three games in the afternoon is easy, but I mean, 10 in the morning, there's games I saw not one play of.
Tennessee, great game. Saw 2 seconds.
Yeah, we got it on in the last drive. Yeah. That was it.
I have to watch the replay of that now. All 22 were NFL, whatever.
Yeah.
Because it was impossible to keep track with everything on Sunday. Uh-huh. And then the U.S. Open on top of that.
You got that right.
Yeah, we got that on when the 1 o'clock game started because there was no place to put it at 10 a.m.
Yeah, certainly. Now, a week from today is how you do it. Every hour, there's going to be a different playoff game starting in baseball. There's 8 playoff games a week from today.
This is like heaven.
12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 7.
And you could get 8 on Thursday, too, if all the American League series go to 3 games.
Sure. Pandemonium. Oh, absolute bedlam.
This is like a childhood dream to have this happen. You know what I mean? Eight playoff games on one day. The other thing Sunday I forgot was we did great to the golf. That was DeChambeau was an incredible result. We finally paid off building this golf market with the low holds. And it was great, yeah.
Okay, good job. Excellent. What do you think of the ace? Nice job. You cashed your ticket. Who are you going to throw in the playoffs? Frankie's struggling. I don't know if I trust Manaea. Then you have, I guess you go Bassett, Fires. How are they going to do that? Also, no days off.
Chapman's gone. I mean, he's a tough spot. I know Lamb's hitting the ball since he came over, but I didn't understand that. I thought that total last night was ridiculous. With May or with Day and Montas 9, I said, why is this 9-5? And they come out and hit 4 home runs.
Yep.
I mean, they said the Dodgers they did not play all year, right? This was their only meeting with the A's, and I guess they were all cranked up to get to Montas. They kept talking about that on the broadcast. But who do you start? I guess Manaea has started around into form.
Yeah.
Fires is not really a number one. They do have the bullpen if they can get 5-6 innings out of their starters. They have a good bullpen.
Yep. Don't want to put you on the spot. You can maybe marinate on this for the next 40 minutes. Think about a Dodgers-Red Series price if we get that in the first round.
You know, it depends. They're throwing Bauer today so they can throw him against Sunday if they need to. If he has to pitch Sunday and you don't have Bauer till game two, I guess.
Yeah.
It would be Thursday, right? Yeah, yes. The second games would be Thursday. I don't know. If you have Bauer, I don't know that you can make the Dodgers more than maybe $190, $2.
The Reds can't hit, though.
So how about the Dodgers? They freeze up. Bellinger never hits in the playoffs. Yeah. I don't know. Who's throwing Kershaw? I guess you got to throw Kershaw first.
Yeah. He's been great.
He'd have to.
Yeah.
Kershaw,
yeah.
Bueller.
His body thinks it's June, so he'll be okay.
That's right. That's true.
He doesn't think it's October.
Yeah. Huge one tonight for you.
This is the whole thing. The Reds today. They got to win today.
They have to win this game tonight.
Yeah, because you hope that the split 3-2 with the Brewers and the Cardinals down the end.
Okay. Yeah. We've all been waiting for this since Sunday.
Let's go.
We truly have. Here you go. It's no hyperbole. The five biggest blunders or gaffes of the previous week. The floor is yours, Maestro.
All right, here we go. Let's start off with some soccer. I don't know if you put this on Bad Beats on yesterday morning, but this under 3 in the Man City-Wolverhampton game was just maddening. You know, it was 2-0, the 75th minute, 2-0 Man City. I thought we were gonna be all right. And then Raul Jimenez for the Wolves has a great header on a cross and makes it 2-1. So now we just got to survive for the push. 4 minutes added time. Yeah. The whole time, Man City is just holding the ball on the sidelines. I mean, there's zero action. And Wolverhampton keeps kicking it out of bounds. They throw it in. They hold it. So now there's 4 minutes added time. They're holding the ball. It goes to 4 minutes. They kick it out of bounds. And they award Man City a corner kick. Now, it's expired. Added time has expired. So, of course, they don't do a cross. Man City just taps it in. They have two players standing there. Wolverhampton doesn't even come to the ball. They're just standing there waiting for the whistle to end the game. The referee doesn't blow the whistle. So they make two passes and put a shot on goal. It deflects off of Wolf and goes into the goal. 3-1. The announcers are going, is this goal going to count? The game was over.
Oh, my God.
5:38. 95:38 with 4 minutes added time. They were on and on. There was
a tweet, John.
People were tweeting, how do we lose this game? Even the announcer said, this isn't a goal. They got to do something with this added time.
Oh, they have
I saw a game yesterday. That's there was a breakaway 3-on-2, a team down one. They blew the whistle to end the game. I mean,
really?
There's no definition to when the games end. It was really brutal. I know you weren't on it. And it wasn't on NBC Sports. They got
on a Peacock.
This.
I know. Peacock.
Poor E can't get the Peacock on his Samsung. He's out of his mind.
It's ridiculous.
I got to put it on the Peacock. All right. Number 4, when Carroll needs 1 yard. Boy, if you're an opposing team and you got to stop a team for 3 or 4 downs for 1 yard, you got to love to have Pete Carroll on the opposing team. Here again, they need one first down to end the game. They get the ball back with 2:09. First of all, what is Carson doing sliding and only getting 6 yards? I don't care. Go out of bounds and get 9 yards on first down. Then
I thought that was a strange move in real time.
It was 2:02 anyhow.
Right.
He might have been able to run it all the way out by just fighting.
Yep.
But why slide down? It's not like you were just past the sticks. That was terrible. They run again on second down off tackle, and now they have 3rd and 1, and you throw a go route to Lockett on the sideline. You got Russell Wilson, one of the best running quarterbacks. I mean, get some play action, roll him out, something there. You can't do that. You can't let New England save that timeout, and then they let Cam on the 1 yard line. I mean, I had to say New England was a favorite to win the game once they got the ball down there, but they made a great defensive play. But God, they're so awful. Super Bowl last year, the final week 17, they get the first and goal and botched that. That was no hyperbole, too.
How do they overthink the room this much?
I just don't get it.
No.
Pete Carroll might be the most overrated coach in the NFL. There's an argument there.
Ooh.
All right, number 3, Kruk pushed to the brink. I mean,
there he is.
I mean, the poor guy. I thought he was going to have a nervous breakdown yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, what a 26-hour period. Philadelphia heads to Washington to play this awful Nats team. They were the 7th seed heading into this series on Monday. They blow 3 games in 26 hours, and now they're the 10th seed. Basically, their season. They get beat with their 2 best pitchers. I mean, Wheeler goes in there and gets beat by Anibal Sanchez that had an ERA over 7. He couldn't beat anybody. I stopped betting the first 500s. He was that awful. They commit 3 errors behind Wheeler and get beat 5-1 on Monday. Then they come out with Nola yesterday going against Voth. Voth's never thrown more than 6 innings, hasn't won in 10 starts, and he 3 hits him. 2 errors early. They dropped the ball and left. I don't know if you guys saw the play. There's a one hopper to Harper. He doesn't even try to throw the guy out at the plate. He just lobs it. I mean, Krupp was losing his mind in the second inning, and he just kept talking about, well, at least we get Paulo Espino in the second game. Who's this pitcher? This 33-year-old pitcher the Nats threw in the second game. He'd made six lifetime starts. He's a career minor leaguer. Goes four innings, gives up three runs. And so now they go to extra innings, right? So in the top of the eighth, they bunt the runner. They're bunting the runner to third, and the third baseman throws it away. So now they have a runner on second. They get it out. There's a runner on second, the center fielder, and he steals third, right? Suzuki catches the ball and immediately hops up to throw to third, and the swing, the backswing, hits his thigh. And he says to Vic Carapazzo, had a terrible game behind the plate. He says, oh, the bat hit my thigh. Now they call all the umpires together. Davey Martinez comes out and comes, oh, here comes Joe West in from first base. Crux says, you know what's going to happen here? Joe West, here we go. Send the runner back to set. Crux losing his mind. I think there's some tweets. There's some tweets about Crux going nuts. I'm listening to the whole thing.
They thought he was
the
whole doubleheader.
They thought, oh, he was just going nuts. The windup is they get the bases loaded and one out for Real Muto. It's a 1-0 count. The pitch is a foot outside. Carapazza calls it a strike. And they're just going nuts about everything. I mean, Crux has just lost his mind. So they end up going 7-6 to the bottom of the eighth. And Yadiel Hernandez, who's never hit a major league home run, it's a walk-off Workman to win the game. I mean, I felt bad for John. The Phillies laid down and he had to suffer through it.
What did he say in game two? This guy's 33 years old, probably no hitters or something.
Yeah, he's fucking beat. He said, you think he's on a pitch count? He hasn't pitched since 2017. They said Vaughn had his best game, and Craig said, of his life.
Yeah, right. No kidding.
All right. Number two, that chronic Nagy pain. What is Nagy doing in the second half of that game?
Oh, no.
The Giants couldn't move the ball. Shepard's out. Saquon's out. You get the ball to start the second half, and here he comes. Let's throw Trubisky. Let's roll him out. Let's pass. Two interceptions. They let him back. The Giants had no right even scoring in that game.
No.
What's he doing? Run the ball and go home. You're 2-0. It's a ridiculous decision. In the he punts the ball from the 36, and then at the end he tries to kick the 50-yard field. I mean, enough said about Nagy, because I really want to get to number one. I've been waiting on number one, which is Lynn again.
Oh.
Begin again. I mean, how does Anthony Lynn keep getting a free pass? He really, I mean, he's a humanitarian. He does all this work, charitable work, but the coaching decisions are mind-boggling. You guys had a great first 20 minutes on Monday when you broke down all the action over the weekend, and Mitch, you brought this up. You can go to bed and sleep comfortably, punting the ball back to Mahomes in overtime. Let's take that out. Let's say that play never happened. I want to talk about three other decisions that Anthony Lynn made in this game. And I needed the Chiefs to hit that teaser, that huge teaser ticket, so I can't complain. How about they're up 17-9 with less than 30 seconds left in the third quarter? They run for 8 yards on first down, and now they have a second and two from the Chiefs 39, okay, with 30 seconds left. Why is he in hurry up? Let the quarter, he didn't have to snap the ball again. Instead, they go hurry up, and Herbert throws that terrible pass down the middle and gets it intercepted.
Oh, that's
he didn't have to snap the ball. Go to the fourth quarter,
great
second and two.
Yeah. Was there only 30 seconds left?
Yes, there was no play clock left.
Wow.
And they run to the line. He scrambles and made the bad decision. He made a bad decision.
Him,
the play should have never happened. Go to the fourth quarter. You're up by eight, and you're in their territory, probably in field goal range already. Okay, the play calling at the goal line with 4.5 minutes to go was ridiculous, and Lombardi brought this up. You have it on the 4-yard line, you're up, you're in a tie game, and you run the ball up the middle 3 times. Oh. Or at least what was that third down play? I mean, Herbert's a decent runner. What was that? That was like there was supposed to be motion and there wasn't, and he just fell down, and you kick a few. I mean, they're lucky they got to overtime. But here's the big one, and it hasn't been brought up much. At the end of the first quarter, they had fourth and 5 from the 35, up 7-0. Why didn't he take the field goal? He went 4th and 5 and threw a long pass incomplete. Why wouldn't you go up 10-0 in that spot? I mean, everybody could kick a 60-yard field goal in that dome there, it seemed like. Bring Bagley out there and go up 2 scores. But Lynn does this time and time again. And think about this. Justin Herbert goes from Mario Cristobal to Anthony Lynn. I mean, that's on a quarterback, a young quarterback, that's got to be
brutal. Oh, you're spot on with that.
He's a backup,
another great call.
Backup for a reason. How,
Lynn's comments after the game were
Tyrod's his man. Mind-boggling.
We left a lot out on the field today.
I thought the kid played unbelievable. Their defense was great. They deserved to win the game.
Yep. Start your great job. Start your 7-day risk-free trial today. Place your next bet with confidence. Sign up, and here's what you're going to get at VSiN Point Spread Weekly, our digital betting guide. It's awesome. 24/7 live video streaming, the college football betting guide, daily emails with best bets from guests and hosts, plus our parlay calculator and prop bet search engine. You can go to vsin.com/subscribe. That's vsin.com/subscribe today. Paulie runs down the bad beats and the line moves and win-lose coming up next.
Back, baby. Bali, Mitch, Mike Palm, VP, the D, Circa, Golden Gate, Circa Sports. Welcome back to the Indeed.com studio. Find the high impact hire your business needs at Indeed.com/high impact. You'll find lots of great candidates and no long term contracts. Indeed.com/high impact. Win, lose.
Rough night.
Can't call it a bad beat. Definitely lose some.
Good night. How does it make you feel?
I absolutely hate them.
Follow the money looks back so we can learn for today.
Everything's an adventure.
In win some, lose some. Let the education commence.
Bad beats. Game one over. Nats, Philly, 6.5. 5-0 in the third inning. 5-1 final. What'd Crux say? We're kicking the ball around like
it's the first week of spring training.
Oh, my God. Oh, the Phillies. Tigers plus 160 and under 9. 3-2 Detroit in the seventh. They had the lead in the bottom of the eighth. They had the lead in the bottom of the tenth. Twins get two. They walk it off. 5-4 final. You push, and the Tigers get beat. White Sox plus 105 and White Sox plus the run and a half. Led 3-1 in the bottom of the tenth. Walks Will Hunt. Two outs, right? Make a pitching change. Ramirez, three-run walk-off, 5-3 Indians. It's down to a half over the Twins in the division. Bad for the books. Yankees, 240 up to 280, routed Toronto. Houston, 170 up to $2, all over Seattle, 6-1. Diamondbacks, 130 up to 160, 7-0. Giants, 120 up to 160. All big moves get there. 5-2 final. The one lose some, which was, again, the confusion. They got you, too, with the no Bieber. The White Sox were plus 190 while we were on the air. They went up plus 105. Everyone thought Bieber was starting. And it was, they go with Quantrill. They're going to wait him go today.
That was good for me. I didn't put the parlay in.
That's
because
right.
I was based around Bieber. The other two legs lost.
Okay, great. There you go. Excellent. Let's go win some. How about 190? They said get a couple dogs. They'll have fun and play with each other. They're locked in behind the gate, and they're just going crazy with the water. And it's like a swimming pool in there. It's their whole thing. It's trying to get all the water in and taking a bath in it. Oh, that's too good. How about this yesterday? What a card this guy is. It was so good from Bob Dancer, one of these clips. It's like, I take you for $1.5 million. Can you at least send me a mailer in? How about Bob Berry in the lead here from yesterday's show?
Race, let me hit 30-some of those 50,000 Royals before they decided they didn't want my business.
30?
Get out of
30.
Here.
30?
Yeah.
And how long?
Oh, a year and a half.
Oh, my God.
Bob!
Come on.
You buried the headline for like 3 years now.
What are you doing?
You never told the story before.
Well, I've written about it on my blog a couple times. You never asked about it.
Oh, yeah. What do you send notes? How is this not the lead? Well, come on. Where's this on the notes you sent those? You had 50,000 30 times.
Yeah, that one. But there were some others alive at that time, too. There was not the only place that had those.
Well, I blogged about it in 2008. I mean, it's on you guys. You should have checked out the blog. I mean,
I liked his answer to Mitch. He said, I told you I didn't know last time, so it's what I didn't know plus 9. How many Royals have you had?
Yes, that was great. That guy's a piece of work. So good. A couple of lose some. Michael Lombardi. So in two games, Breeze has thrown the ball 68 times. Of those 68, only seven have traveled only 10 yards. He's completed two of them. Yeah, hard to win when you do that. Exactly right. Good observation by Michael. And here's a tough beat. Professionally undefended. Parlay beat. 14 out of 15. And then the loser, he needed Atlanta. Atlanta to finish it off. There it is, 154. Look at that. Mitch thinks it's Canada, whatever it was. But look at that. Just needed Atlanta to win the game. No good. There it is, win-lose. Unbelievable. What a fiasco. Crazy. What could have been worse? Could have been that guy from Australia who had like 250,000 Lakers money line, took the cash out when they were down 12 and then put it on the Nuggets laying 8.5. Caruso lays it in with 1 second left. It falls 8.
Why would he do that?
I don't know.
Denver just held the ball for 24 seconds and handed it to him. Right. Why would he go lay it up with a second to
go? Sure, right, yeah.
Wishnev had under 218.5 end game.
Did he?
Yes.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Oh,
devastating.
God.
Devastating.
That was a weird game.
It was very weird. I thought when the Lakers made the 18-2 run, they were going to win it.
So did I.
Yeah. Denver was gassed.
Yeah.
Rondo was just pulling the ball out of everybody's hands.
Have you seen a zone before? And then that too. 5 straight turnovers. Then they come all. It's a 3-point game, and then.
Then they just start jacking up threes after that. Both teams were just shooting threes.
Something to watch, especially the Lakers. LeBron looked tired, picking his spots. All right. In pocket coming up next. We'll go through the MLB card. And, you don't want to overhype something, but this lived up to the hype. They've had tryouts for the pool girls at the Circa. Video you will not believe coming up for all the money. Sit tight.
Manscaped.com has the tools for your family jewels, and you can get 20% off plus free shipping with the code VSIN20 at Manscaped.com. That's 20% off at Manscaped.com with the promo code VSIN20. Here we go. In pocket plays for today. I am on the Lightning Stars first period over, 1.5, plus 115 this morning. I also would take a peek at that Heat game tonight, possibly on the over 210, but certainly if it gets to Boston -4, which they're sitting at 3.5 right now at certain books. If they get to 4, I would only look at the Heat at that point. But I have both teams to win the Eastern Conference at good numbers, so I win money either way there. And other than that, I might just let it ride too, I guess. I have my options here tonight.
Yeah, okay. Another winner. Brewers plus 140. Let's stay hot. I'm laying it with Bieber fever, in against the White Sox. Down to half a game. What a sweat this is. I'll lay it with the Indians. I'll lay it with the Cardinals. I know it's Martinez who's batting practice, but it's always, always September. You got to respect St. Louis. They get it done. They find a way. Just like yesterday, they're throwing some bum shutout, right? And they beat the Royals. So I'll lay the $1.20 with the Cards, and I'll take the Giants on the run line plus 115 against the Rockies with Webb. It's over for the Rockies. They know it. And again, the Giants, Reds, and Brewers, all 500. What a mess this is going to be. And I'll take the Niners laying 4.
Is there anything you don't like today?
Get out of here. 4 picks. Get out of here.
I'm going to tell you right now, it's not on here, but I need a Yankees number, man. I want to bet the Yankees. It will be a group one play if it's 150 or lower.
Yeah?
There's no way with Robbie Ray walking 6 guys in 4 innings, they're not going to score runs today. And Tanaka always pitches well against the Blue Jays.
Okay.
I love the Yankees today.
I like a run in the first inning.
Oh, yeah. Everything.
I like the Yankees. I like first 5. I like all
everything.
Of it.
Yep. Everything. So until we get that number, I'm gonna fade the Phillies with the UNLV kid, Fetty. Plus 130 at home. I mean, technically the Nats aren't eliminated. I mean, they are, but they're still in it. They've won 4 in a row, and we cashed that under 33 wins bet. White Sox, here's the pitching matchup of the day and of the season. Giolito against Bieber. I get it. Bieber's pretty cheap today. And, hey, it went over 7.5 wins, right? Bieber already won 8 games, so that dropped. But I'm going to go under 3.5, and I normally don't do this. But outside of Ramirez, who's hitting the ball for Indians? Man. That's why I don't want to lay the 150 with Bieber. I would argue he's the MVP as well as the Cy Young in the American Ooh. League. I'd make that argument. And then Bauer here today and Hauser, this is going to be another tight game. These games are all short runs here early. We'll go under 4.5. But like you said, the Reds season is really – I think if they win this game, they're probably about a 65% chance to make the playoffs.
Okay. Huge, huge game today. Can't wait. What are you doing with the hockey? Anything? It's both.
I went 4,000 if Stars win. I went 2,000 if Tampa. I mean, overall on my future pick. Right. So what can I do? I mean, I really think Tampa's going to win. I was tempted to bet Tampa in 5. I think it's Tampa in 5 or 6. Stars have to get lucky to get these going. I just think Vasilevskiy is much better. I know if they don't have Stamkos, it hurts, but the power play looked good again.
It did.
Unfortunately, I think that it's the Lightning's turn.
Hey, one more thing on baseball quickly. How are you approaching the Braves game today against the Marlins? They clinched last night, but here they have Fried on the mound. He's up for the National League Cy Young. So what's the approach here, you know, looking at it?
Yeah, well, I think that because Fried's in the mix, that it's hard to fade them today. Although that kid is a good pitcher for
He's good.
He's very good.
Yeah.
Very good. He will be good, too, in years to come. So that's a stay-away game for me. There's some other games, but there's not a lot of numbers out today. So, I don't know. I kind of like Houston. Maybe I'll put him in a parlay with something. Greinke.
Yeah,
they're locked in, but they're locked in. They're locked into the sixth seed.
They haven't clinched yet,
right?
I mean, no, their magic number's 2. But he's got great numbers against Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it looks like we have some numbers popping right now on the Yankees. It's not where we wanted it to be.
Don't tell me it's 180.
It's higher than that.
What?
Are you kidding me?
Wow.
I'm seeing Tanaka at 225.
Oh my God.
Well, then we got to play a run line. What's the run line? 125?
I'll look into that.
Yeah. You like any NFL?
I'm not laying $2.
No way.
Come on.
Any NFL? Any college?
I love Tennessee. This and I'm talking about NFL.
NFL, yeah, okay.
The Vikings will be lucky to win 4 games. They're horrid.
You're going to say that already?
There were 3 Vikings fans.
I said
fans
it after week 1 they wouldn't win 5.
Did you? There were 3 Viking fans at Bar Canada who said the same thing. So
they're all lamenting.
Terrible.
3 games they were saying. We're going to win 3 games.
Yes.
They're god awful. No home field advantage.
No, that's huge for that team.
It is. You could argue that's more than Seattle. Brent said it's the most intimidating environment he's ever been in when he called the Raiders game there last year.
It's so loud.
So loud, and it's you're looking and that,
by
that
the way,
skull thing.
Yeah, which by the way, I still don't even know what that means. But the Kirk Cousins started 7 of 21 in the game.
We should have put that tweet up. Where it said the Minnesota Vikings asked their fans to simulate catching balls from Kirk Cousins. People would be out in their yards and the ball would fly way over their heads.
Oh, it was great.
It was really funny.
You know what's amazing? How he misses Diggs already. Who are the go-to guys offensively for
And look how Diggs is doing.
Yeah, I know. Yep.
It was a misleading score. Hilton dropped a touchdown. They were settling for field goals. That was a rout. And
they could have won by 40.
And the they could have. And the touchdown was in garbage time with 2 minutes left.
Again. Vikings had 28 plays in the first half. Colts had 29 in Vikings territory in the first half.
Explain to me how they keep getting safeties when they're on their own one-yard line.
Same thing.
They do play action with a 7-step drop. What are they doing?
Yes.
What are they doing? Their defense is a totally new deal. It's an awful team.
Yeah.
Awful.
Put it this way. I've seen people already there. I think they're joking around, but tanking for Trevor for that team.
I don't think Zimmer.
Well, here, if they, so neither do I, but if somehow they're that bad, and let's just pretend for a second, like they would be the worst team in football and have the number one pick, it's a no-brainer, right? There's no way you move forward with Kirk Cousins.
That's true, but how do you tank against Patricia? He won't let you. He won't let you lose.
He'll out-tank you. No,
can you believe it? It's 14. They're driving. I go, Mike, let's take Detroit.
He took Detroit in game plus money.
Yeah, I got plus money to win. They're up 14-3. I never had a chance.
No.
I never had a chance with this guy. Shame on me. And then Stafford, too, going in my pocket. How bad? Mitch is right.
There's another guy that gets a free pass.
He's terrible. I'm sorry.
Stafford.
His decision-making sucks.
I said on Monday, if that's Jameis Winston, he's still getting laughed at today.
What's your
bad.
What's your take on Tampa so far?
Well, that was a weird game.
Mixed reviews.
Yeah.
Did you see the flea flicker from Brady and how badly he underthrew the receiver?
He missed, yes.
I was just like, but he made some other good throws during the day.
The Gronk thing was a killer. It's 21-0, they're driving. Gronk doesn't even turn his head. Come on, Gronk, pay attention.
I can't put too much stock into the running game and Fournette, what he did.
Yeah.
Because Carolina's defense, they were so bad last year against the run, and they're evidently going to be just horrible again this year like that. So I can't. I think this. I like the Broncos this week plus six. I think Driscoll was maybe an upgrade over Locke.
He absolutely was. He gave them. They could have won that game.
Yeah.
Driscoll played very well.
Actually, in game, were they favored to win that? I was sweating out a teaser on the Steelers. I had it too.
That was part of my ticket.
Yeah. We'll continue here with Mike Palm, Circus Sports, Downtown D. Survivor strategy coming up next.
Sportsbook gets you ready for the Eastern Conference Finals game four tonight in the final stretch of the baseball regular season. Only five games left. Bet on all today's big games, and as always, get a $250 match bonus on your first deposit. One-time playthrough on all bonuses and phenomenal customer service. The menu, incredible. 250 different ways to bet these games, all the props, your hometown sportsbook, Bet Rivers, must be 21, playable in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. That reminds me of a story. Next time Adam Hill's on, I think he was betting when he was 16 and 17 at these books, and the teller assumed he was 21 and never carded him. And then they came in and busted him, and they had to break it to him. The guy, he goes, no, that's Adam. Of course he's of age. It's like 16. Been coming for years.
Yeah.
Well, he's got to tell that story. Playable in Jersey is Play Sugar House. Let's go to the videotape. This is great. Circa tweeted this out. CircaLasVegas.com. We're a month away. Can't wait. The grand opening. Get the tuxedos ready. I mean, they had the tryouts for the pool girls here, and it lived up to the hype. Here we go. Stadium swim tryouts. Look at this, the social distancing. Oh, boy. I take a look here, and now a little interview. Oh! Yikes. Imagine that, Mitch. Oh, mama. Hey, what would you like, sir, in your cabana? Look at the... Oh, what a caboose.
That in the cabana?
Wow. Yeah. Well, let's bring it up, sir. Mr. Moss, what can I get you? You'll be divorced in 2 seconds.
This is a nice wake-up call, huh?
Wow, good talent.
People
here.
Watching out here on the West Coast.
Did you sit?
6:45. Look at that. What's on my TV right now?
God.
Okay.
Wow.
He got in trouble at March Madness.
He did. Yeah.
Well. Yeah. By the way, did I ever tell you I had a chance to judge some of those bikini contests at rehab pool like 5-6 years ago?
Are you serious?
Like for a month in a row?
Did you do it?
What kind of a question is that?
I don't know.
Of course I did.
Well, it sounded like you were going to say, I had a chance. It's how you prefaced it.
Oh, sorry. They reached out. It was like 4 weeks in a row, all summer long.
Oh.
That was just,
I mean,
my God.
The town in this city, this is a mini LA. I mean, it's.
We have another dancing dealer event tonight. We did one last Wednesday. So they come down.
Tough and, gig.
They
Good
come
for you.
Down.
You're back in the top 10.
Not everybody gets hired. The good thing for us right now, and this is the hardest, the two hardest positions to recruit for us, we found, is security and the dancing dealers, right?
Why?
Well, the dancing dealer is a different. Some girls want to dance, some girls want to deal. Not everybody wants to do both.
Uh-huh.
But the thing that's helped us, and we're only halfway there, we need to hire 90, and we're at 45 going into tonight, which gives us very little time because they have to be trained to deal, most of them. With all the shows on the strip closed, we're getting a lot of professional dancers who are coming, and then we're sending them to school to teach them how to deal. So if that wasn't happening, we'd really be in trouble with this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the interview process like for the cocktails and serving the cabanas in the pool?
Well, they look at their background and where they've worked before in the kind of resorts, and then if they fit the image and their the smile and all this, and then they call them back. So they go through. There was one round Monday, Tuesday, last week, and then all the callbacks on Thursday and Friday. It wasn't just the cocktails, bartenders, barbacks, cabana hosts, VIP, all that kind of stuff. So they did it. I think they filled all their positions.
Do you have a checklist of questions for all of the entries?
For this?
Yeah.
For this? I mean, it's look at the background and their service standards all that, you know.
Is that Rossboro who's doing that too?
Well, Mike Pena is the guy we hired that's in charge, and Rossboro oversees the pool as well. So I think we're going to have an excellent staff.
Yeah, he does a great job.
When's the last time you wore a tux?
New Year's Eve. I have to get a new one. I can't fit it. I mean, I almost have to get a new one every year. But
oh, wait, so you own a tux?
Yes, I always own it.
You always
don't
have a tux on him?
Don't you own one?
No.
No, not a chance. I haven't worn one since my
wedding. Why don't you go buy one? Go buy a tux. What, the $300, $350? You don't have to spend a lot of money.
You're going
to
use it once.
Yeah, what does it cost to rent one? $200?
No, much less.
Is it?
$75, $80, I don't know.
That's all it is?
Well, it might be high on this weekend. There are a lot of people. It's black tie only. Yeah. If you don't have black tie, you're not getting in. I mean, so.
Got to have an invite,
too. Sure all the VEASAN staff will be able to make it. But.
Can Paul even show up? He doesn't have an invite.
I got it.
He has it now.
Oh, you got it. Okay.
I told you that.
Went to the P.O. box.
Went to the P.O. box. Yeah. I got picked it up.
He got
it. I was told that you were freaking out over the weekend.
Michael Lombardi got his yesterday.
No, it didn't make any sense.
So,
yeah, I'm like, what's going on here?
Well,
I thought Addy gave him the wrong address or something because I moved, so I figured I'm not going to get it. I moved.
Well, that's the pitfalls of a Bedouin lifestyle when you have no roots. I mean, come on.
Very good.
Yeah, about town like Paul. Yes.
Excellent. Yeah.
So only four people got bounced in Circus Survivor. Oh. Two at the Saints. We were talking about this during the break. You know, people always want to say, don't overreact to anything in the NFL. Are we overreacting to Drew Brees right now?
No.
When we say that he's clearly not the same guy that he once was?
Michael Lombardi had a great line. I think it was when I was on with him this weekend. He said it's Drew Brees. It's like playing in an arena league field because he can't throw the ball anywhere. So for the defense, it's shrunk. The field has shrunk so much. It's like you're playing red zone defense all the time because he can't throw deep. He can't. There was the stat last year on balls thrown outside the number. He completed 70%. He was best in the NFL. And through 2 weeks, he's at 48%, second worst or worse. I mean, he just.
Well, here's the thing. Is that team good enough without the old Drew Brees to actually still make a run? Like defensively, do they have the weapons? Because I always think about Peyton Manning, how he fell off a cliff. They won that Super Bowl. It wasn't because of Peyton Manning. It was because of the defense. Brock Osweiler was a starting quarterback for a long time. He got there. Manning was horrible in his final year. Horrible. He was one of the worst quarterbacks in football.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the defense and everybody else around him. I don't know if the Saints are. Do they have the talent to make it? The NFC is completely wide open.
They can make the playoffs. I don't know if they can make it to the Super Bowl.
Right.
You know, and they're missing Michael Thomas. Let's not forget that. I mean, that's still a big factor there when you have to rely on Sanders as your number one target. But yeah, they could be a wild card team. They could be. I mean, look at the division they're in. Who they got to beat? They got to beat Tampa Bay. Carolina's not going to win the division. Atlanta's already 0-2. Count them out. You can't come back from 0-2.
Yeah,
they just don't. It just doesn't happen.
No.
Who did it? I mean, when Emmett held out and they went 0-2, that's like the only team that was any good that was 0-2.
What'd you think of the Falcons not getting on the onside kick?
Well,
not going to blame them?
Come on, Mike.
I blamed the offense for kicking all the field goals. They could have put this game away.
That's what I was thinking, too.
They could have put this. They had the ball. Every time we looked up, they had the ball in the first half.
Well, don't forget Julio dropping a touchdown. Yep.
Yeah. I said that on Sunday. I'm like, you know what, Atlanta? This is going to be a mistake because something tells me Dallas is not dead in this game. Mm-hmm. They're going to make it closer, you know, start their comeback. You can't settle for these field goals on like at the 9-yard line all the time.
They're taught on the hands team not to touch the ball before 10 yards because it makes it live. But when it started turning, what a kick by Zuerlein. What a kick.
Yes.
Once it started spinning, then you got to fall on it because you know it was going to go 10 yards.
Okay, that kick can happen, what, once out of every 50 times?
They've made the rules so you can't recover an onside kick. Yeah. I mean, it has to just fall perfectly. Like
what happens Sunday when a team does the same thing?
Well, they're all been practicing it all week. They're going to be trying to spin that ball.
Watch out. Watermelon
kick. Watch the kicks that just go like this and go 2 yards this week.
God. Yep. What do you think it'll be like Saturday? Long bar back open now. Casino bar's back open.
What's the baseball schedule? Can they have some early games?
Oh, ridiculous. I'll give you another one. And this didn't make hyperbole. I'll give you B minus. This should have made no
Yankees,
hyperbole.
Yankees and
stop
Toronto.
Stop showing blowouts. It's 11-1 in the seventh inning. There's 6 days left in the season.
They could have
get the game off.
They could have went to Milwaukee and the Reds. They could have went to the White Sox in the end. They have access to every game. They're just going to the feeds. That's all they're doing. And you're showing that 10-1 Yankee. ESPN, too, last night.
Same thing.
They put the Dodger game on ESPN News because they had to keep that blowout on.
Well, I got some news for you. Oh. News that you guys are not going to like.
Tanaka's like 160 on the run line.
No, the schedule on Saturday.
No games in the morning again.
Kansas State canceled?
You get Marlins Yankees day game.
Oh, baseball. I didn't know what you were going
Well, you guys were flipping out about the schedule.
Oh. Can't we get some 10 a.m. games?
No. That's it. Marlins Yankees 10-10, 10:05 out
How
here.
How about 11?
Yeah. A's Mariners 1:10. After that, it's all night.
Last Saturday, we had 1 1 o'clock and then all night games.
What are they doing?
It's terrible. They're not going up against college football here.
No. Already people, did it, yeah.
I mean, there's no meet up to the
yeah.
schedule yet.
App State Marshall was the big game on CBS. I mean, come on. That's where we're at right now.
I know.
17 games postponed.
Watching that five-hour Georgia Tech game with Central yes. Florida.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Well, here's the good news, though. Like, every single playoff game next week will be on TV. Paulie had the schedule earlier. They're going to utilize ESPN, the Deuce, TNT, I think was another one.
One on TBS. TV, one on ABC.
I think TBS.
TBS, okay, yeah.
Six of the eight, though, on ESPN and the Deuce, mm-hmm. as it should be. Love that. Every hour starting another game. Yeah. I'll tell you what's wide open, the American League. Wide open. Can you imagine if the Twins have to play the Yankees again? They're beat before they take the field. You know how many times they're going to hear that? Hey, you've lost 16 in a row and 13 of them to the Yankees. Here you go. Nonstop. Hey, you've lost 16 straight. How can you lose 16 straight playoff games?
It's tough.
How can that happen?
It's
You're
tough.
A good organization. You have a good team.
I think the last time they beat the Yankees, Johan Santana beat Mussina 2-0.
You might be right.
That might be right.
Seriously.
Was it 04? How far? When did you go to the Mets? Was it 04? Was it 02? What?
I think Johan was starting around 04, 05, something like that. Yeah.
Oh.
That's the last game I remember them beating the Yankees in the playoffs. But how about this, Maeda? He's $275 today.
No, he's $3.
I saw $3
really?
Earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How could this guy's a middle reliever, for God's sake? He's
going to
finish second in the Cy Young ballot.
You think he's going to be number two behind Bieber?
Well, I'd like to make an argument for him. If Bieber loses today, he finishes 8-2. Maeda wins, he finishes 6-2. Okay? But he beat Bieber 2-0. It should be like college football. He beat him heads up. He's got a better whip. He's got a better whip, 7.5 to 0.85. And he's got a better strikeout to walk ratio. He's got 7.1, and Bieber's like 6.4. I know he won't, but he's pitched a hell of a year. 6-1, 5-1. He left four games. Three of the games he had a 2-run lead. One game he was down. That he got no decision. One game he was down a run. He could very, very, very easily be 7-1 and be in the consideration.
Is his whip really 0.75?
0.76, and Bieber's 0.85.
Wow.
Now Bieber's like 1.7 ERA, and Maeda's like 2.4. But he's unbelievable. He's missed a lot of bats this year. So, great year.
You called that one like after his first or before his first start.
Why did Dodgers are going to miss him
yeah.
in the play? They're going to use Dustin May as that guy this year to throw two or three innings. I don't like
Get
it.
Ready.
Sutcliffe had a great breakdown on him last night. Why he doesn't have the mentality of a winning pitcher? Very good
last
night. Yes. In his pitch selection.
Yeah, get ready. Playoffs. Seventh inning, Baez, and here comes Jansen. They'll spit it up. They'll spit it up more times than not.
Mike, Paulie was way too harsh. No hyperbole was a minimum B+. Minimum.
Why, you gave a grade already?
You gave it a B-.
Oh.
Right? Yeah, see?
You can't complain. You can't complain about the grade. That's the one rule.